Kathy and Rosie crash Teresa's book party, and much more to talk about, we think, so far in this episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 7, Episode 9, Driving Miss Siggy, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and tonight the full panel is here to talk about what's going down in Jersey.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay.
Megan Stecker, and you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
It's Annabelle DeSisto, and you can find me at Adderall and Compliments.
Welcome to the show. Let's talk about what's going on. I just remembered I left my news and gossip over on that couch, so I'm going to have to grab that at some point. But before we get to that, let's talk about the show. And I broke down the episode by housewife. I think that's probably an easier way to kind of go through things. So let's talk about Siggy's story arc in this episode and where we picked up with her. Her daughter is packing for a trip. We're recurring and going back to the importance of adding in the religion to these kids' lives. It seems absent. It seems like all of a sudden the show came along and now it's like we need to push the family culture on the kids. Are you getting that?
Yeah, they're like, we're the first Jewish housewife in New Jersey. We have to like make it known.
Yeah.
They need to meet up with Jules. They can talk about being Jewish all day. They like love to put that in, and so she can like put it on the kids.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I have nothing to add.
Ooh, okay. Well,
no, I'm not trying to be shady. I'm just like, I'm so bored with this. Like, we were so excited for Siggy this year, and so her storyline is so lame, and like, it's like everyone's storyline this year is like, what's going on with my kids?
Yeah.
So
thank God they have them in a way. What will we do? What will we have?
I know. It's like old school when OC originated and all the kids were very much a part of the show. And it was all about dealing with the kids, basically, because a lot of them were a hot mess or acting up.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like it's a return to that, where it's like, let's actually show them being housewives. But I'm bored, sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, nobody wants that. If I want to watch kids, I'd watch like toddlers and tiaras. Like I'd watch interesting parents with their kids.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've had a hard time getting into this season, and many people have, but there are some fans out there that love that it's a show about family and love what it all stands for. And, you know, they like also that it's not a bunch of manufactured drama. So I'm trying to, you know, keep that going too on that side. So who the hell knows? What I'm looking for is in a gray bag with the computer.
James, and there's you're some the printouts. Best producer.
We have so our engineer in the studio. I can just grab it if you want me to.
I will say like that we can all agree. Like, we get it. Like, Sig is a great mom. And I love the culture she like instills in her children. And they have so much love between them. So there's no denying that she's a fantastic mom.
That's true.
Almost too much.
Right, like her kids are too good. They're not interesting.
I feel so bad. Like, what are those kids going to do when they try to go to college? It's like she stresses education, but I feel like every like admissions like thing she's going to get in the mail, she's going to shred it and be like, I guess you didn't get into anything. I'll have to homeschool you through college.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's a little much. Then the car. The kid wanted a car. He ended up getting a car at the end of the episode.
Sorry. Yeah. Megan's very against cars. She's Amish, by the way.
Positive in this episode.
Okay, like was also given a car as a teenager, but that thing was a jalopy. Like, it was, my dad bought it not running and had to, like, put his blood, sweat, and tears in the garage into, like, making this car run again. And then when my little sister got her license 18 months later, I had to share it with her, and she promptly, 5 days after getting her license, flipped and totaled the car. So it's like all these kids who are just handed these brand new cars because they're from some wealthy suburb, it makes me want to punch someone. It's like everybody's kids are so damn spoiled, and then you have to buy them a brand new car with a custom paint job and custom rims. They could flip it in 5 days.
And it looked like they were in New York, like we said. Like, they're going to make him drive home from New York,
city.
From the city to New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, they were in New York. Right? Maybe that's where the husband... No, he has to live in New Jersey, right? The husband and the new wife, which made her cry, just, like, looking at their, like, young kid across the table. She's like, this is a bad day for me. Yeah. And she's like, you know, Josh used to be that young. And then we see the flashbacks of the, you know, progression of her faces. Yes. And I was like, this wasn't yesterday. Mm-hmm. With the new face. Yes. It looks like it could have been yesterday. Yeah. You look sparkling new, way younger, just way younger than I do. Good for you, Siggy. But, like, it's not yesterday.
I do think she's had some great work done. I think she looks good.
Oh, she looks stunning.
Yeah. She looks amazing.
I will say that their plastic surgery, well, besides Jack, hers looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And Dolores, too.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I was thinking that tonight.
So pretty. Who pays for Dolores' plastic surgery?
That's what
I'm saying.
That's what I was just about to say. Is the ex-husband paying?
I don't know.
Has to be. Yeah. Where the hell did
you get? How do you get that?
That's a lot of freaking money.
Yeah.
She had a butt lift too. When she did her week on Watch What Happens Live, she's like, "I'm still healing from my butt lift," and I was like,
"I didn't know that."
I was like, "What?
Yeah,
a butt lift? Come on!
Yeah, who's paying for this?"
Unless if she's, like, reinvesting.
That's gym. Maybe that's gym money.
It's her salary.
She, like, put her salary into herself so she can look better next season. I don't know. I don't think she looks terrible at all, but...
I feel like her ex-husband is the wealthiest person on this show. Maybe the entire franchise. Like, he has the most money. Like, he's paying for all of these things.
He pays for everything. And the way she talks to him, she's like, "You haven't been around in 17 years. Like, she's got him by the balls, kind of.
God, like I said, she needs to write a book. I would read her book because she needs to tell us her ways.
How to get your ex-husband to pay for everything.
Well, he still has a girlfriend?
Right.
Bring the girlfriend on the show.
Yes.
New
cast member, please.
Let's talk about Dolores. She's the next one on here. She's freaking out at the beginning because Gabby and Frankie do not come home, so she's always by herself.
Crickets.
Another needy mom. So needy. Yeah.
Well, I was very upset. I'm very upset when Frankie doesn't come home. I was like, where's Frankie?
This was the most we got to see of Frankie, I feel like.
The most he said yet.
I know.
Yeah. I had a little chat with Frankie over Instagram this week. He would love to come in, so we're trying to work it out. Frankie, we'll see you soon.
I will pick you up at the airport.
He'll be 18 by then, so Annabelle, I will give you dibs.
So Dolores went to Kathy and Richie's house, which I don't know if we've seen the completed version yet.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked nice nonetheless, yes. And they mentioned that they weren't invited to the book release party, and Dolores was really taken aback by this. She was really surprised by the snub. And they weren't, like, I thought at this point they realized that it was over. You know, I thought that they kind of had accepted, like, it's just never going to happen, like, forget it. But there was still a lot of anger there. Kathy's still holding on to a lot of anger. And then we learned that their daughter, Victoria, is still suffering from a brain tumor. Yeah, that grew back. I mean, that has to be the worst case scenario. I mean, I feel for the girl. She fainted twice that day. And so that made Kathy want to just, like, eliminate all the BS and just, like, focus on her daughter and all that. But Rosie still keeps it going. I think she's the one there. I think that Kathy, I feel like, could distance herself. But Rosie, she's still pissed that she's on the outs. She doesn't want to be rejected.
Mm-hmm. I thought Kathy was saying she wants to forget all the BS and mend the relationship with her family.
Which made
no sense, but it made no sense to me. I'm like, if you want to cut out all the BS, then she doesn't want to talk to you, so don't talk to her.
Right. Yes, you're right. I get what you're saying, yeah.
I don't know, I was confused, but yeah. Mm-hmm. They should just leave Teresa alone.
I just thought it was such a funny moment when Rosie and Kathy were kind of like yelling at the same time, trying to explain their point to Dolores, because it was like they were twins in that moment, and like usually Rosie is so worked up, and it was kind of like their gestures were identical, what they were saying was identical, they were trying to shout over one another, and it was so comical to me, not that the way they feel is comical, but just watching the two of them and blah, 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 like going at it at the same time was just, I don't know.
I like to put the Snapchat filter on them, the B Snapchat filter. I'd like to see that.
There were no cannolis. I'm sorry, there were no cannolis in the shot, surprisingly. No cannoli. What?
The kit. She should be hawking the kit.
Where's the Wakili coffee?
She's got coffee.
Where's the Wakili dessert coffee?
This is your chance. You're missed in a new
opportunity.
House.
Bethany, Frankel it up. I want to see it lined with cannolis and your dessert coffee, which I've never heard of a dessert coffee, but I think we should get some.
I am all for
to watch during the show because we all fall asleep.
I'm all for some self-promotion. Take advantage of it. We need something to look at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We do. Speaking of, Megan, I understand you've been in touch with the people over at Little Colonel.
I have. I hope we get the popcorn any day now. They're so kind as to send us two bags of each of the six flavors, which are on their way. So hopefully we can be enjoying that by next week and letting you all know how we feel. What's our faves?
We'll review it for you.
I know I said, like, I really hope they have a white cheddar, and they do, so I'm pumped for that one.
Nice. Well, that's good. Megan's doing our homework.
I know.
For us.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I'm working the streets.
So basically, things wrapped out with Kathy saying that she doesn't feel Teresa's fully committed to redemption. And we will return with them when they go to the book party coming up. So Teresa has the most content in this episode. It opened up with the lawyer coming over. And basically, they had a conversation where he warned Joe, be careful who you befriend in prison. A different conversation from most cities with house husbands.
I love that the lawyer, he's like, Joe, you know what your problem is? You're too nice. You're too nice. It's like, is that Joe's biggest problem?
That was his favorite part of the episode. Yeah. You're too nice.
Obviously, I think he's certainly not one of the worst husbands. I mean, he's no, you know, he's not Jim Bellino. You know, he's not Megan Edmonds' husband. So he's not
that one.
He's not the worst husband. But if we all had to list, you know, what we thought Joe's biggest problem was, I don't know if anybody would put number one of being too nice.
I mean, obviously, the lawyer's bullshitting him, trying to tell him you're a freaking buffoon and don't hang out with the worst possible creatures you can find at the jail because, he should have led with, you know who you can befriend at jail, Joe? Apollo.
Yes.
He's a real house husband of Atlanta. He's going to be at your same camp. Yep. You guys should find what bunk he's in. Mm-hmm. You guys should make friends.
But, yeah. Preparing for the spinoff. That could have been a great spinoff.
First of all, I would watch that above anything else on this network.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Do you like true crime prison shows?
Two guys in the clink? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Who we know?
I really want to see what Joe looks like now. We've heard he's lost weight. We've heard he's getting in shape. We talked about it in this episode, how he's planning on doing all that. So I'm just so curious to see what the new Joe looks like.
If only we could have seen from the cell phone Apollo smuggled in. Like, do you remember a couple like weeks ago he got in trouble? Yes. He was like moved to a different part of the prison because somebody smuggled in a cell phone for him.
Oh my God.
Ratchet. I love it.
What else happened here? Let's see. So they still... So Teresa still does not believe that her daughters realized that she was in jail.
I mean, the denial with this one. Every time I think she makes progress, then do you think that you're even, like, your six-year-old probably has been using your cell phone since she was two, if not earlier than that. So why do you think that the children at school didn't say something to them? Mm-hmm. They have computer. Like, are you kidding me?
And, like, even Audriana, I don't think, believes that her mom was, like, going to prison to, like, report on prison life for
women. That was the most, when she's like, they knew I went to camp, but I said it was because I was working on a book about jail. Like, that was, like, she's Barbara Walters, like, undercover. Like, she's like I'm writing an inside tell-all.
Exactly.
That one and Barbara Walters, one of my other least favorites. But don't get me started on her.
I feel like that's messing up the kids more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially when they get to an age where they understand and they're going to have a moment in their life and they're like, wait a minute. You were like, you know, they're going to have like a moment where they feel like their childhood was robbed because both their parents did time in jail. And they're going to be like, well, you know, you don't internalize certain things when you're a kid.
Yeah, right.
And then when you're an adult, you're like, oh, right. Okay.
If that's what you were doing.
Teresa's denying that she did anything wrong. She said, I'm not going to tell them I went to prison because that's for bad people and I didn't do anything wrong. No, you know, Teresa, you did.
She also said, though, at the beginning of this year when she did that huge press tour when she was out when she was promoting the book, they said, you, I think it was Andy that asked her in the one-on-one. Maybe I'm wrong, but they said, you know, how do your kids not know? Like, they're online, like, G is of a certain age. And she said something like, oh, yeah, they all know. You know, it was just like, after a while, they all knew. So that was definitely out there. So now, again, another scene with her pretending that they don't know. It just doesn't make sense. Plus, they're going weekly to a prison facility.
Exactly.
I mean,
I'm just realizing that's the most obvious.
They're not going to the library to watch their, like, you know, their brilliant mother pen a novel.
They visited her in jail wearing the uniform every weekend. I can't.
She's like, I'm deep undercover.
And they took that picture on Mother's Day. Remember the magazine cover with the big hair? And she was in like the
green.
The,
was it olive green?
Olive green or navy. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Shout out to at SDRICE on Twitter. For last week, with that Chris C., convicted felon who was on the show, she let me know that that is Chris Columbo. And so Chris is the mystery felon. NJ.com had an article about him. He has his mob ties. So he's also done time and away. So I was just curious to give her, I was curious to know what he was doing. Yeah. And then I want to give her a shout out for doing her homework. Thank you.
That sounds like the most basic, like, if you put no effort, if like Teresa was writing like a crime novel, like, what's a mob? Chris Columbo. Like, it just sounds the most like...
fake.
Yeah.
Yes.
That you put no effort into.
Yes, it says the unidentified and highly melodramatic felon and friend of the Real Housewives of New Jersey star Joe Giudice, who was turned away from Teresa Giudice's book launch party on Monday's episode, Chris Columbo, the youngest son of the late Columbo crime family chief, Joseph Columbo.
Shocking he's no longer with us.
I love a good crime family. I don't know. I love it.
As does my father.
Who?
Yeah. My dad. I don't know. My dad's so obsessed with like the mob. My dad is not Italian at all.
Really?
But his first wife was. So he has this obsession with like the mafia. Mm-hmm. And he is convinced that his first father-in-law was like a peon for the mob. So he's like has this obsession with mafia life and...
I love it too. I love the old school, like Italian, like in the church, like when they ran things. I just love that type of stuff. Meanwhile, back to current reality in Jersey. Let's talk about the book party that Teresa wrote a message to Melissa. And what did the message say? I want to get back to the way things were, or something like that.
When we first met.
Oh, when we first met. Okay. And so Melissa seems to be pretty touched by that. And she's like, this is what I want in my own book. So those two seem to be still on good terms.
I think it was such a nice message. Just write, like, thank you for your support. Don't be like...
There you go.
We liked each other. We hated each other. Looked like each other again. Like, also, just shut up. Just say thank you.
When they first met, wasn't she like a cocktail waitress or something? She's like, I want to go back to when you were getting my drink. Like...
When she didn't like her, she said something about like Joe's house and like she was only with him for his money.
And it was like she had fake boobs, so it was like a huge scandal that Joe would date.
She thought she was a stripper.
On that whole thing.
Yeah, they
Kathy and Rosie arrived at the book party. And it just wasn't a good look for these two ladies.
No.
You know, they're, like, standing above her, like, surrounding her. Like, we're here to support you. We want to get a book signed. And Teresa really turned on the fake Teresa smile, but you could tell she was like, those are the last two people she felt like seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And so and then she said, oh, did you get the texts that we sent? And you know, Teresa, she always replies to her texts, so.
She's such a fantastically bad liar that I love to, because we've all been in that situation where you have not responded to somebody's text and they ask, and you're like, oh, did you get my text? And you're always like, no, I didn't, because it's like, you're like, it must have been, like, it's just, like, out in the ether somewhere. She's like, no, because I always respond to my texts. Well, what happened was I got a new phone, and then I returned it because I didn't like it. And I was like, oh, yeah, because all your texts are saved on just, like, that one phone, and when you return it,
the
data goes away.
Then she remembered her ball sack and was like, you know, so nobody can say nothing. Meaning, always reply to my text so that nobody can come back at me like this moment right now. Mm-hmm. But she's lying, and we all know it.
It was a really sad, dark moment. And it's like, you think of Barnes & Noble as like a really happy place, the Starbucks.
Yes,
you know,
you get
like
your Starbucks. Yes.
Exactly. Like, it's a really fun.
You read all the magazines for free with your Starbucks.
Yes.
Yes. Let's go tomorrow.
They have like the nice card, you know, the papyrus card that costs like $8. Oh, but it's like, they brought a very dark, sad shadow. I think she's like the Eeyore version of Rosie O'Donnell. Like, she just brings such like a sad, depressed energy. And it's just like, when they were standing there, it was the most desperate, sad thing. Because Teresa was being polite. They were like, you know, we want to go to lunch. Rosie goes, let's go to lunch. Would you like to go to lunch? And you could see like Teresa's face like, Because no, it's like when somebody's like, oh, we should hang out sometime. You're like, yeah. And they're like, right now? And you're like, oh, no, I didn't mean.
No.
Oh, no, I never meant. So it's like they're forcing her. And she's like, come on, just 1 hour. Just 1 hour. And it's like, you know what makes people want to go to lunch with you? Forcing them into it and begging. Like, it was so sad. And she's like, no, we're good. Which I thought was very respectful of Teresa. Like, she doesn't owe them anything. So she gave a very polite answer. And they were still pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she's like, well, I have things going on. My husband's about to go to jail. Mm-hmm. Like, my time is precious. And Kathy's like, well, all our time is precious. I was like, I think Rosie has some time. I think Rosie has all the time in the world.
I think that pissed Kathy off because I think she felt like it was a dig, or else it was very... The whole Victoria thing is she was so emotional over it. So she's like, she had just said a couple of days before, oh, every day is a gift. So when Teresa's trying to say, like, well, my time is so precious with my convict husband because he's about to go away. And she's like, no, my daughter could die any day now.
And right, you know that's what I mean? I was thinking. Because does Teresa know about Victoria? That's what I wonder.
Doubtful. Oh, maybe not. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that's so hypocritical because, like, in her kitchen, Kathy was talking about, you know, all this bullshit doesn't matter. I'm focused on my daughter. You know, every day is a gift. I need to focus on her recovery. Then why are you at Barnes & Noble begging for a lunch? It's like, you're absolutely right. You need to focus on your daughter. That's important. Teresa wants to spend time with, like, Joe and shaving his back before he goes to prison. It's like, you guys both have your own things going on. I'm not saying Victoria is less important than Joe. I'm not doing. But it's just like, if you don't care about it and you're focused on it, then why are you sitting there begging and, like, bartering, like, just an hour, 45 minutes, just an hour? Mm-hmm. Like, it is so sad. It's like seeing a girl, like, who really likes a guy being like, so are you free this night?
It was desperate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, I thought it was more like two girls trying to get in with, like, the popular girl. Yeah. Yes. Corner her. That's how I viewed it. And I was like, ooh. Like, don't you, when you approach someone like that, don't you feel just, like, this is socially not, like, correct? Don't you feel like there's, like, the social boundaries and just certain social cues? Like, I get that they're family, but they're not family like that where they have a connection. Like, if they're estranged.
Yeah, I just felt like if they were going to ambush her like that, then maybe it could have been at, like, one of the mutual housewife friends' houses, mm-hmm. not, like, in public at her book signing where she's supposed to be, like, the star of the show for an hour or two signing books.
I think that's why they chose a public place. When I say they, the producers. But it's just, like, it's like when you break up with somebody, it's like you want it in a public place so the person has to seem like more polite. And then you have freaking Jacqueline and Dolores. I love Dolores. I'm sad, you know, Jacqueline's trying to bring her down. But they're in the corner thinking everyone's trying to pay attention to them. And they're like, Jacqueline's like, I'm afraid to turn around. You know what? Let's pretend like we're taking a selfie, but we're really going to be videotaping him. Meanwhile, none of them are looking at them. Like, Rosie and Kathy have their backs to them. Teresa's like, no one is looking at you. Even when we're watching TV and you're the only person on the screen, Jacqueline, still nobody is looking at you. We're texting. We were trying to read the titles on the books behind them. Nobody's looking at you. So you know, you're just like, oh, I'm going to pretend I'm taking this.
Just stare. No one's looking at you.
Nobody is. You could be laying on that table signing books. Nobody's interested, Jacqueline. Nobody. But thank you for sending free popcorn. I appreciate that. But I feel like that's more Chris's, you know.
Yeah. Different group. Yeah.
Listen, it's already in the mail. They can't, like, take it back.
No. Yeah.
Ugh, here's hoping.
No, I think that is really well said. I mean, there's not much else to say. It was, those two really, I don't know. I have no advice for them except to give it up. But she was saying that, oh, they didn't reach out. They're nasty. They're backstabbers.
Exactly. It's just like, I'm sorry, like, harp on this, but it's just, Teresa said that they didn't visit her in jail once, and if they really wanted to hang out with her for an hour, you should have gone there, because there's nowhere else she can go. She's literally forced into seeing you.
She didn't even let her brother, or Melissa, in on that visitor list, so there's no way in hell Kathy and Rosie would have been able to go see her.
I wonder if they tried.
They would have tried. They would have tried if they were on the list. I don't know.
Then Rosie seems like she'd do great in prison. Rosie. She loves a communal, she loves to be involved. Everyone likes to be involved in a group.
There you go.
I would watch a Rosie spinoff as well.
I don't know. After this,
she used to be so lovable.
I love her.
She's so
passionate.
What about a Frankie spinoff? Can we say it enough with Dolores?
A young demo. There you go.
Like the Dolores storyline, have we got... when she had to go back to the gym and the boss was like, oh, you know, where have you been? She's like, I'm really sorry, but, you know, my dog died. And he, like, sort of looked at me and he's like, well, I'm really sorry, but, you know, I've been here for 2 months or however long it's open. And he's like, you know, we really need to get, like, women in the gym. Yeah. What's your, you know, what's your ideas to get more women in the gym? She's like, well, you know, a lot of women are there on a Friday night at home with a glass of wine. So why don't we have, like, a ladies' night out? And I couldn't figure out, like, she was, like, trying to get ladies, like, out at a bar and then she's going to give them, like, coupons. Or she meant, like, a Friday night out at the gym. Because, like, yeah, when girls, like, I'm going to have a night out. Like, you think of going to a fucking gym in New Jersey. But I'm just like, you want to get girls in the gym? Very easy. Free from... Put Frankie shirtless working out. You have your golden ticket right there. I do not work out, as has been very clear in the YouTube comments about me. But it's just like, I would definitely go work out if Frankie were there.
Well, that's it. How did it go from a ladies' night to that, oh, we'll just have a free weekend for ladies?
Right.
Well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, women can come in and work out.
No.
It's a departure.
No, serve them something or give away something for free that they'd want.
Have all the trainers and Frankie at that gym shirtless, giving out drinks, or like here, yes, for every, like, and it could be like power shots. Like, it doesn't need
exactly
to be like, you know?
Change the scales, put it to 20 pounds less. They feel good about themselves. You know, get some funhouse mirrors that kind of, you know, distort the image, make them feel like good about themselves. Once again, put Frankie shirt like,
you know, like at Cut Fitness, they put like, the producers will put like lights, like different colored lights.
Yes,
that's what they have to do with this. Just have some like fake made for TV event, and then you could have an excuse to have like eye candy. You can feature her at the sun. You can have all these women from New Jersey come to the gym, and they can, you know, it's a free location since they own it. Her and the other guy, I'm sure they're glad to have the promotion. So it's like, that's like a ready made. Like, I'd be interested in seeing that, but no, it's just gonna be like. Like you said, coupons for like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Ladies' night.
That's the saddest ladies' night.
Such a missed opportunity. Yeah. I don't know. I just want to see some action.
You guys keep talking to them and see if they have an Instagram. Stand by.
It's very rare that, how sad is it that we're telling them to take business ideas from another Real Housewives franchise? It's that when you're like, listen, be more like Tamara and Eddie. Be more like the thriving business that is Cut Fitness. Yes. Like, it's SoulCycle. But that's how it looks compared to this. Like, it's not even like a Curves knockoff. It's just like there's three, you know, like juice heads working out.
Yeah, it's not a, was it like not called a female the friendly gym. Yeah, was it powerhouse.
Found it. Keep going.
Yes.
Like, you know,
what an ironic name.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the moment with Rosie and Joe. Rosie has been dying to talk to Joe all season. They had like a 2-minute segment, and not even. And what have they accomplished? Joe was completely turned off.
I didn't even understand what she said something nasty about them on camera that she knew they would see eventually, but he hadn't seen it yet. So she's like preemptively apologizing.
Yeah.
And he was so confused because he
can't
was confused.
Follow,
no, couldn't follow it.
No.
It was so stupid.
No, I thought he was just going to be like, hey, can you work for my wife? Can you, like, that scene between him and Melissa when Joe was talking about, sorry, I realize it's a different Joe, but it's like,
different Joe, yeah.
But it's just like, were any of you grossed out about the Joe and Melissa scene?
That's exactly where I'm going next. That's exactly where I'm going.
Oh my God. But what? Yeah,
we can talk about it right now.
No, sorry. I was thinking. I'm sorry. I was looking at Frankie's picture.
That.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, no, it was an awful scene.
Awful.
Joe is a sexist. I'm just going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at him. I mean, he's demonstrated it now for the last 9 episodes.
But it was so fake. And, like, we felt like it was fake. I don't know. It just seemed like a manufactured fake scene. Go ahead.
Breaking news. There was ladies' night at the Powerhouse Gym. Stand by. Oh, wow. It was a long time ago. March 29th. Tuesday, March 29th at 7 p.m. Siggy Flicks was there.
Oh.
Join us for a night of empowerment with friends. Listen to Siggy Flicker, relationship expert and author, speak about love, life, happiness, and a Q&A to follow. And speak with Teresa. Teresa came to talk about yoga and meditation. Oh, okay. They did it right.
They did it right. Yeah. Okay.
Good
it's
job.
Smart then, yeah.
I bet you they had to pay Siggy and Teresa.
Yeah,
they should have Teresa do a yoga class. I would go.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I would even want to experience that.
Let me look on Teresa's Instagram, see if she's teaching, because you can go while you're home.
I love that you're on it. I can't believe they actually went through, like, with the ladies.
I might get an itinerary going for
Fern. With a ladies' night. Oh, my gosh. Did you not feel like when they were talking about when Joe and her, when Joe and Teresa were doing, like, the yoga couple, like, the yoga massage, and that's when she was like, you know, they don't know I went to prison. And I just felt so bad. They're having that awkward conversation, and I just was focusing on the masseuses. They're just, like, listening to them argue about her kids knowing that she went to jail, and they're like, she's, like, trying not, they're, like, literally looking up at the ceiling, like, counting the tiles so they're not.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, the producers, like, scribbling extra stuff on the release? Like, okay, and you also cannot say this, 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 anything you heard today.
Well, let's go back to Melissa and Joe. I feel like we have to cover this whole scenario. So she keeps saying, like, then she had that moment with Siggy, and Siggy's like, you know, you have to put gas in the car to drive it. You have to do work. You have to put in the effort. But I don't know if I agree with all that. I think you need to set a standard and be like, this is the new normal. This is what I'm doing. I don't give a flying F if you don't like this. You built it. It's open and not throwing it away now. Too little, too late, too bad. And then I would have been like, this is it. Instead, she did the opposite, and she went back to the old school way of things and had the whole family come over, and she's like slaved over this dinner and gave him exactly what he wanted.
Right. Like, that dinner solved everything. It was so stupid. But I also felt like their conversation just didn't, like, ring true to me. Like, I felt they were acting, and it was bad. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he's such a sexist. But on the flip side, I feel like there are so many women watching this being like, Melissa, shut up. Like, I would do anything for a rich husband who doesn't want me to work and stay home with my kids. Uh-huh. Like, I would die to be in your shoes. So I'm sure there are people who are resenting her. So I feel like...
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want the sexist, like, jerk of a husband, but...
Mm-hmm. I almost felt like this one finally got a little real. Like, in the beginning, I felt like they were acting.
I agree.
And then I feel like we've been watching the same argument, but Melissa actually finally got mad, and he got mad, too. It seemed like her calling him old school was when he first got mad. And then I felt like she actually got mad. When she said, do not speak to me like that, I was like, oh, I think she really means it.
Yeah, I thought that was authentic, which is not something we get to say a lot. But it's just, yeah, it's so weird that the term, like, old school set him off. Like, that was, like, the most offensive, like, old school. Yeah. But it was just, it was so rude when he was like, you know, you bring in crumbs. I'm a sheet cake. I'm a whole sheet cake. You bring in crumbs. You're crumbs. So rude. I pay for all of this. What do you say? You can't even pay for a shoe? Or what was this like?
A pair of Nikes or something. Yeah.
I feel like he is upset that she doesn't understand. He thought he gave her everything she could want. But then he goes and gets all sexist with, like, you raise my kids. Like, he only gave her all these things so that she would never want to leave the house and just be home to, like, cook and have sex with him.
But it's just, she even said, she was like, you know, when he was like, I put you here. And she's like, do you see what you just said? You put me here. Because he acts like he rescued her from, like, the streets, like she was hooking, which I get was, like, a rumor. But it's like she wasn't. But it's just like, even if she was, like, when he's like, I put you here, I gave you this. And it's like, no, you didn't. You don't, like, give your wife something. If you're married, it's a mutual, like, you live in the house too, Joe. So don't act like, listen, I have to sleep outside and you have this beautiful mansion with my kids. It's like, it's a mutual thing. You can't go through your entire marriage of, like, I gave you this.
Right.
And it's just like, does he expect her to be having, like, is it just like he expects, like, a one-woman harem of just, like, you should just be having sex with me the entire time you're not taking care of my kids. You should take care of my kids and run and have sex with me in the closet. Because it wasn't even, like, prior seasons they had, like, he said they had, like, sex, like, was it 3 times a day? Am I just going crazy? Or, like,
they said, like, it was too much. Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Number one, I was like, that sounds terrible. But I was like, also, I'm like, how do you have the time for that? But it was just, like, at that group dinner with, like, her sister was over there and her mom's in the kitchen. And so it's, like, what, Antonia? Yeah. And, like, her, like, the brother-in-law was like, well, no, I understand, you know, you guys have been married 10 years. You haven't even gotten to the thick of it yet. And, like, Melissa's sister, she's like, well, she knows how important sex is. Oh, and Antonia's right on, like, the counter, like, trying to scoop a meatball. And she's like,
disgusting.
What?
Disgusting.
I was like, that is so embarrassing, inappropriate to say.
That's literally what her book that's on display behind them in the dining room.
Yes. On display?
Literally, the entire book is just like, have sex, have more sex. Divorce-proof your marriage by having sex. Like, we get it, Melissa.
I just felt like it was, like, so fake all, like, leading up to this. And then it's like, this is such a manufactured storyline. I'm sure the store's doing fine. I'm sure she doesn't have to be there all the time. It just feels, like, not real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the moment that really just did it for me was when they all had to applaud when he walked into the room. You know, they're all set up around, like, you know, they've got, no one's, like, blocking anyone. Right. You know, it's all right. They're all like, hi. Oh,
Melissa's family is so thirsty to try to be on that show. That one sister.
And who had to be brought up once again?
The dead father.
The late father had to be brought up. Yet again, every time those sisters, you walk in, you know what's coming. You know what reference is coming.
It's literally somebody says, daddy, and like four girls are crying immediately.
Yeah, it's like, I can't take it. I had a dad once. It's like anytime somebody says something, they can bring it back to like, I had a dad. Meatballs, my dad ate those, you know, and it's just like, I get it. And then they try to like out depress each other, like who has the saddest story. And it's like, we get it. The dead dad is like the 15th biggest character on that show. He should get a title card. Like, where is his?
Oh, God. I love it. I agree. Oh, and just to keep, you know, the momentum of the sexism going, he went over to his daughter and was like, oh, good. Keep going. Keep doing that.
I like
keep
seeing you work. That's what he said. Oh, put her to work.
Someone ever said that to me, I'd give them the side eye, the biggest bitch side eye you'd ever see. Excuse me. I would not be into anything like that. Don't come up to me and tell me, keep working. Keep going. Get the hell out of here.
I hate the way the fathers talk to their kids on this show. It's disgusting. Joe Giudice is so awful.
Bunch of garbage people.
Yeah.
it's so gross. Well, it's like they're prepping in the next cast, like the future cast of like 2000, of like they're going to be like the Real Housewives, and they're going to be married to terrible husbands who treat them like shit. And it's like a cycle. You just love when he told Melissa at the beginning of his life, he's like, you know, I lost a huge deal today because I had to look after the kids. I missed a phone call. I was like, listen, if your deal rides on a phone call because you're having to like be in the house with your kids. It's like he's acting like they're newborns.
And they're so stupid. Hire a nanny. Hire someone to pick your kids
up. They can't afford that. Well, I mean, it would be great, but.
Get Rosie in. She has so much time and wants to be involved.
She'll do anything.
She is willing and ready.
She's begging for the camera time.
Yep.
Put her to use.
Well, let's talk about some news and gossip. What's going on? You guys want to start with the top over there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Joe and Melissa's unfinished house is on the market. The home is in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And Joe and Melissa are listing the 9,500 square foot five-bedroom mansion. That place is only five bedrooms? Sorry.
Not the one that they're currently in. The one that they were going to build, that they had to go and look at the lot and show off.
Oh, yeah, that disaster. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it has five bedrooms. It's a five-bedroom mansion for a price tag of $2.65 million. It's reported that the home requires a few hundred thousand dollars worth of work. Reality TV says the house lacks all fixtures and appliances and features an unfinished basement.
So
clearly Jules and Joe and Melissa share the same contractor.
Yes.
I think it's perfect. That way you get to pick all the details.
Yeah, but if you're buying a house for over $2 million and it, you know, it's not necessarily like a penthouse in New York, like it's not the most just. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that's why they don't have New Jersey $1 million listing. Like, this is.
You know what I'm saying? So and then you buy it and it's not even moving ready. Mm-hmm. I mean, but at the same time, too, nobody wants to be using someone's used appliances. You know, like that, I guess, if it was an older home. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it's like, if you are going to spend $1 million, you want to, if you've got it, you might as well use new stuff.
You want something that he hasn't, like, expelled his poison on. You know?
God. You know they've had sex in that house.
Everywhere.
Right on that kitchen island.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's going on next?
The Mansos were on the Today Show. I saw this. Caroline was questioned about a moment in the upcoming season. I don't know any celebrities that have been in jail. Real celebrities that have been in jail, Manzo said in a clip from the new season of her show, Manzoed with Children. Caroline says she doesn't consider the Housewives celebrities, and you have to have a talent to be considered a celebrity.
Oh, that's a great point. Then why are you on the Today Show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like... That's just so
synergy.
And with
sister network synergy.
I have never defended this jackass, but would one consider Kim Kardashian not a celebrity?
Exactly. Very excellent point. Also, I mean, like, she has to pay homage to why she's on the show, why she's on the Today Show, why she has a spinoff. Because she was on a housewife show, and because Teresa flipped that table. So you need to pay homage to your paycheck. You may not like her anymore, but you have to respect. It's like when Chelsea Handler went off on E!, you know, like, I hate this. It's like, you respect the backhand, you know, that wanted to slap you, but it's like, you pay respect to Teresa.
Yeah.
I do agree. What do you want to say? What do you want to say, Fern? Okay. Dina Manzo speaks out after Caroline Manzo says their relationship is, quote, over. If anyone watched What Happens Live with Siggy and Caroline, it was a good show. And they talked about this. Of course, the relationship always comes up when Caroline's there. So she was asked about their current status. And she said that we don't have a relationship anymore. And she went on to say the relationship, again, is over. She said, here we go, our favorite Jersey quote. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Can't get blood out of a rock. She told Andy Cohen that that's how currently things stand between her and her sister. And Dina claimed that she was Dina tweeted, of course, and she claimed that she's been disinvited from family events. And then she went on to say that there's no reason to go there publicly and that she didn't say anything when she was asked about it when she was promoting her skincare line, so she thought it should have been private. So then she continued to go on to make several tweets slamming her sister. Very classy. Caroline later said on the Watch What Happens Live after show that the last time her and Dina were on good terms, it lasted for about 10 months, but they were not really in contact after they had like a moment where they kind of reconnected. It just fell apart after that. Dina went on to say, I'm sick with the flu for 7 days and not in the mood for this shit. And then I believe she's speaking about her sister. And then she seemed, she went on to reply to Caroline's comment saying, I said one day I would snap and I might be about to. So, so for someone who didn't want to pull this into the public eye, and I thought Caroline was decent in how she worded things, you really made a mess of it, and you really made it public, and I don't like her.
I love you.
Really don't like her.
Dina, I miss you.
I defend
Dina.
And we asked Albie, we interviewed Albie Manzo, and we asked him how things were with Aunt Dina, and I just assumed everything was fine.
I thought he meant, like, things were not good.
I did, too.
Because he diverted from the question.
I watched that.
I was like, oh, I thought things were fine. I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, just
I mean, if I were the kids, I wouldn't want to be involved. You know?
Annabelle, how do you feel about Dina?
I am very sad that in that statement there is no mention of Grandma Wrinkles. So that's all I can say about that. I love the fact that she's like, I've been busy with my skincare line. It's like, she has a skincare line. I love these. I love it. But it's like, I would much rather an update on Grandma Wrinkles.
I mean, the thing that surprised me about the Twitter rant was that she said, she claims Caroline doesn't talk to their parents.
Yeah.
So she said, for someone who's all about family, guess what? She hasn't talked to our parents. So who knows what's at the heart of all this. But
I don't know what the fight's about. Caroline
was like, don't talk about my family. Exactly.
I just don't understand why she would need to go off on Twitter. If that girl did not respond to any of that and make tweets like, oh, Siggy, you're full of advice and you make all the right... Like, you know, it's like she was baiting and she's going to get pressed because that's how it works. Reality T is going to pick it up. We're going to talk about it because we're looking for news and gossip. Like, if you didn't say anything, then your parents wouldn't have been brought into it. You wouldn't have to have any ties to your sister whatsoever. You could have just let it go.
Mm-hmm. They're so not thick as thieves.
No. And that's another thing. Dina wants everyone to think she's tough. But she's, instead of calling up her sister and blasting her, or even calling up Watch What Happens Live, she's just sending out tweets. And it's like, well, what's that going to do?
Less tweeting, more interior decorating, Dina. Where are you getting that money from?
That's true. Anyway, that'll do it for us. And we will be back next week, of course. In the meantime, where can we find you online?
You can find me at my blog and podcast called Adderall and Compliments.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Megan Stecher. It's MeganStecher. You can also follow along on Instagram and Snapchat. Same name.
And this is Fern. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Rone. And I won't be here next week because I'll be in New Jersey. And on Saturday, I'll be going to Rails at 12:30. We have a lunch reservation.
My mom,
my cousin Alex, my cousin Stephanie, Aunt Dottie, and Aunt Vinny. Yes, Aunt Vinny, Vincenza. So follow me on Snapchat to meet my Aunt Vinny.
Are you going to the boutique?
I want
to
know.
No. Well, oh, well, oh, I've been to the boutique. Envy?
Yes. Yes,
yeah. Maybe we'll make a trip after lunch.
Yes.
Sounds like a nice time. I'm going to be watching the snaps. I want to see it. Yeah, let me know how everything is at Rails, too. Okay. I want to know the menu.
It looks nice. I was curious. Looking at it. It looks
yes,
nice.
Yes. And you guys can find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, coming soon to BidChat, BIDCHAT. And you can follow me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. For the Real Housewives of New Jersey, that'll do it for us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, I don't know.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.